Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, here was D'Amico Ryans to his team in the locker room following yesterday's 20-12 win over the Miami Dolphins, which was part of a clinching scenario yesterday. Texans win, Colts lose. Texans wake up this morning, AFC South champs. Here's D'Amico Ryans in the locker room.
Hey, here we go, man. Hey, man, just couldn't be more proud of you guys, man. Like, we talk about grinding it out, and we weren't worried about anything about finishing. That was what it's all about, just us finishing, and the way you guys finished that game, man, can't be more proud of everybody in here. It took everybody. Nico stepping up, 2 TDs. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Hey, O-line, great job all day, man. Great job protecting, giving us time. We talked about it. Great job. Great job. And then defense, all right? Can't say enough, all right? Can't say enough. This guy, man, he got the most interceptions in the NFL in December. In the month of December, definitely, he better be defensive player of the week. Definitely better be defensive player of the month, all right? But yeah, Steve. Man, that's probably the best play I've ever seen, all right? Best play I've ever seen. For you right there to close it out, man, ask you to cover and man coverage and lock guys up, that's what you do. Keep doing that, man. Heck of a player, proud of you, man. Way to win the game for us right there. Yeah. But, hey, man, on to the next one. All right? We came out, we handled business, on to the next one. That was 1-0, all right? We move on, all right? Now, Saturday, we got another one coming up.
Go, baby.
Same thing, all right? Attack the preparation the right way. Everybody locked in, mentally, physically. Let's take care of ourselves, and let's be ready to take this show on the road to KC.
Cody Stutes mentioned this yesterday, and I kind of got confused. Because at first it didn't sound right. Up until yesterday, where Sauce Gardner came up with an interception.
The end of the game,
that he'd only had 2 interceptions in the last 3 seasons.
I don't think he had any his rookie year when he was first team all pro.
It was, no, he had 2 his first season.
Did he? Okay.
And then he had 0 last year.
And
then he got 1 yesterday.
Yeah.
Interceptions are, for cornerbacks, interceptions are not nearly the whole story. But early on in their careers, really good cornerbacks tend to get interceptions as they're being tested, mm-hmm. and then they have fewer. But to have three and three complete seasons and to even be mentioned in the same breath as Derek Stingley, not allowed.
No.
I mean, it's just, it's emphatically over. As long as Derek Stingley stays healthy, Sauce Gardner can't hold a candle to Derek Stingley.
Nope. Nope.
Derek Stingley is doing all the coverage stuff and everything. And yesterday he got targeted way more than he had in a long time. He got targeted heavily and they paid for it. Like, Tua, you want to use that guy to throw to that guy? No. Dumb.
Well, and it wasn't even like Seth, he got the two picks. And he needed to get those two picks to offset the fact that all the other times they were targeting Tyreek Hill, he was running wild. Like, it's not like Tyreek Hill went six catches for 126 yards, but thank God Stingley got those two picks. Tyreek Hill was shut down all day yesterday. Yeah. He had two catches for 36 yards. All three interceptions the Texans had in that game, the two by Stingley and the one by Kalen Bullock, Tyreek Hill was the player being targeted there. This defense that D'Amico Ryans has put together is doing a phenomenal job of carrying this team.
Yeah, and, look, Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle have not had their typical types of seasons, but since Tua came back, they've put out 100-yard receiving games.
You should point out Waddle left the game yesterday.
Yeah, right.
I don't think we mentioned that.
No, my sum total takeaway from yesterday's game was, okay, this team, for the large part, by and large, is what it is offensively. If the defense plays that opportunistically, if you get into the playoffs and you can have one of those crazy stretches where you're taking the ball away three or four times every week, you've got a chance to do something. But it's going to be all about the defense and the special teams carrying the offense.
Defense and special teams are going to carry this team if they're going to do anything. And the good news is, it's not like you're carrying an offense that's got bad players on it. Like, it's an offense that does have C.J. Stroud and Nico Collins and Tank Dell and Joe Mixon, and there's talent on the offensive line that they haven't been able to put it together this year. Like, you're not carrying a sorry offense.
Well, the pass protection has improved, and this seems like the story every year. The pass protection is actually respectable, but they can't run the ball.
No.
It's been that way for several years now, and lo and behold, and maybe some of that has to do with some of the guys that have been here for several years.
Yeah, the day you clinch the AFC South Championship, you get a win like that, and the defense plays like it did, I think the appropriate reaction on a show like this is to come in and celebrate something like this. It doesn't happen very often, but I will acknowledge the fact that I don't know what was accomplished over the bye week with all the self-scouting on the offensive side of the ball. It looked like the exact same thing to me.
As soon as the first screen was swallowed up for zero yardage, right. I'm like, oh, okay, way to bust those tendencies. I don't know if I've ever seen defenses so aware of exactly when a screen is coming than when the Houston Texans execute a screen. It's uncanny.
Yep.
And then you couple it with guys like Dalton Schultz who are just standing around like, I'm supposed to... I know that guy.
Hey,
I was supposed to block him. Dalton yesterday, when he was a half yard away from the first down marker and he decided to start doing a karaoke to the left. But anyway, it was a good victory by the Texans yesterday.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
CJ Stroud was asked after the game about, and I think this is an appropriate question, given the doldrums the offense has been in, do they miss Stephon Diggs' energy in the building over there?
Really just his energy is the main thing that pops out to me, just who he is as a person, how much he loves the game, his preparation, you know, those are things that we all miss of him, you know, and I talk to him every week and, you know, try to just encourage him, you know, that's not an easy thing to go through. But, you know, he's in good spirits, you know, he's rooting us on. You know, and I have so much love for that dude, man. And I know hopefully I can play with him again because I think we were just getting started. And, you know, I'm just really, 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 really just proud of him and how he's growing just in his faith and, you know, and just who he is maturing just as a man. And, you know, sometimes those valleys do that to you. And I'm just proud of him to be able to respond like he is.
He's got that big Diggs energy. Stephon Diggs does. According to
big Nick energy.
Big Diggs energy.
Big Diggs energy.
There's a story about Diggs last week that I didn't like dig into at all or anything. I didn't know. Yeah, he's got good energy. He's spreading the word.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly, right. Yeah. We don't know if it was true or not.
Yeah. It's where credit to whoever asked him about Stephon Diggs, because that's something we've kind of wondered about. Like, all right, I wonder just exactly what's going on and what that might look like next offseason.
I was hoping that when he got hurt, he would be... Yeah, next season. Yeah. I mean, I was hoping he'd still be around the team some just to, you know, provide whatever leadership he could down on the sidelines or in the building or whatever.
He's got another second job he's got to take care of.
Allegedly, yeah. Hey, let me ask you this real quick. We got about a minute. As long as we're talking about the offense, the combination yesterday with Tytus Howard at left guard and Blake Fisher at right tackle. I asked Clint the same question in the postgame show. Is that the combination that will start in the wild card round of the playoffs at NRG Stadium?
Good question. I think it should be. I think that, yes, there was pressure up the middle, but without having gone back and watched the All-22, I don't think Tytus Howard was responsible for much, if any, of the pressure up the middle. And I think there's something there with Blake Fisher, and so this might be it. Unless they like that Zachary Thomas, who was taking reps at left guard last week, maybe they just want to give him a little extra time. We'll see.
He got in a couple times as like... Number 64 is eligible.
That's what he did with the Patriots, too. He reported every now and then.
Yep. All right, Seth, we're done. Antibodies to you.
Antibodies to you, Big Sean Energy.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that. John Harris, Mark Vandermeer, they will take you through a victorious Monday on Texans Monday coming up next.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.